to review briefly. Last week we discussed a mitzvah called Oshek. There's an Aveira called Oshek, actually. And that Aveira, this Aveira, is different than Geneva. Geneva is when I take something belonging to another person and I steal it from him. That's Geneva, that's Gezel. And Oshek, we saw last week, is that someone gave the object to me, he lent me the $1,000, and I refused to pay him back. That's Lo Sashok. A second example we gave was that if I had someone work for me, and I had agreed to pay him $1,000, and then I don't pay him, that's also Issur D'oraisa called Oshek, one of the Taryag mitzvahs, that's called Oshek. Now, 2 weeks ago we discussed the Issur of Gezel Akum. We said that just like you're not allowed to steal from a Yisrael, you're also not allowed to steal from an Akum. Most poskim held that way. It's an Issur D'oraisa. We had a couple of besides Lo Signova, there might be another couple of psukim rayas that Rabbi Kiva and Rav Huna said in Bava Kama that it's aser to steal, to take something out of an Akum's possession without his permission and keep it. That we said was an Issur D'oraisa. The only possible difference between an Akum and Yisrael, we said, was if it's stealing on the condition to pay back, which is an Osir by Yisrael, that might not apply by an Akum, and we went through that 2 weeks ago. So this week, what we want to do is we want to see how Oshek applies to an Akum. The cases we'll focus on will be pretty much like the cases last week. And we'll say that you had people from Sears come to work on your house and you decide that you want to pay them. You don't want to pay them. For whatever reason it is, you think you'll just keep on stonewalling and you'll end up not having to pay. Or that would be a case of a worker. Then another case by Halvaovi is you decide that you're moving to Eretz Yisrael and you owe money still on some credit cards. And you decide that, look, I'm leaving the country, so I just won't pay. You know, what's it going to hurt? They'll never find me in Eretz Yisrael. I'll change my name to Hebrew and I'll never use visa again and they won't find me. So is there any merit to such an action? In other words, does Oshek apply to an Akum, assuming that Sears and the visa cards are owned by Akums? I think most credit cards now are owned by Akum. So, and we said even if it's a corporation, it's still, corporation just means they're partners. You can't steal from partners also, so that's not an issue. The question will be, is there any merit in such an argument? Now, in future weeks, we'll talk about, like we said last week, there might be Oshek by Pikadon. If you have his property, can you hold it? And more, maybe more relevant, more common is a case where he made a mistake and he gave you extra change or credited your account to money that wasn't really yours. That we're going to talk about in future weeks. But in order to get there, first we have to see if there's this Issur D'oraisa called Oshek by an Akum. So that's what we're going to do tonight. And before we start, I'd like to just talk a little bit more about Oshek as it applies to a Yisrael also. It'll help clarify tonight's topic. And let's learn a Gemara in Ksuvus. Gemara in Ksuvus, the Pevo and Aleph says like this: Amelay Rav Kana l'Rav Papa. Rav Kana said to Rav Papa, "Ledidach da Amir Trias Balcha Mitzvah." According to you, who said that there's a mitzvah to pay your creditor? So Amar Lo Nicha Lidavan Mitzvah Mai. What would Balcha be if someone says, "Look, I don't want to do that mitzvah. I'm not interested in it." Would we force him to carry out the mitzvah of paying his creditor? So Amar Lei, so Rav Papa said that to Rav Kana, Tanini went in a brisa, Pamedo and Mamurim went, you get someone mal, because that's the mitzvah. Lo Sase, that's if he violated a negative commandment. It says not to ichazer, and someone ichazer, so then he gets mal, 40 lashes. Al mitzvah Sase, but if it's a positive commandment, Kagon Shomer Lo, Ase Sukha Vein Osa. Like we tell someone, it's time to make a sukkah. Sukkah is coming. He doesn't do it. Lulav, get your lulav ready. They knows he doesn't want to do it, so he doesn't get 40 lashes. In that case, makinas lashes takes a nafsho. We beat him up until he does the mitzvah. And so same thing, we'll force this person who owes the money to fulfill the mitzvah saseh of repaying a loan. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, now the Minchas Chinuch es Akasha on this Gemara, that since we learned last week that there's a lo saseh called lo sashok as reyacha, you're not allowed to withhold payment from your friend, which means if you borrowed $1,000 to someone and you don't pay him back, you have violated a negative commandment, a negative mitzvah lo saseh of lo sashok. Why is the Gemara only talking about a mitzvah saseh over here of priyas balcho mitzvah? It should have also said that there is a lo saseh, and by a lo saseh it's even more chomer than an anase. How do we know that? Because for it to be mekayim mitzvah saseh, we say you should spend a fifth of your possession to be mekayim mitzvah saseh, not to do a lo saseh, not to yichazer. A person is supposed to give up all his money not to violate a lo saseh. So why is the Gemara avoiding the fact that there's a lo saseh there? So the Divrei Yecheskel answers that lo sashok is when I'm telling you I don't want to pay. I'm not paying you. I'm withholding payment, and you're never going to see your money again. That's lo sashok. But what the Gemara could be talking about is where right now I'm not planning on paying. I might pay later, and right now I don't have the money, but I don't want to pay right now. I want to stall. So in that case, there's no lo sashok. So he says very simply that could be what the Gemara is talking about in Ksuvah. So the Gemara is saying in a case where the person is going to pay eventually, maybe. But he's not saying, I'm never going to pay. He didn't violate lo sashok. So in that case, what do we do? So we say, since it's a mitzvah saseh, we'll force him to pay as a mitzvah saseh, but not as a lo saseh, because there's no lo saseh in such a case. Now in Bikurim, the learning Bikurim, there's a Mishnah Bikurim that says that that if someone owes money, he's a lova, he's allowed to pay, even with the Sefer Torah, to pay off his debt. He can do the mitzvah priyas balchov by giving up a Sefer Torah. So Rav Yitzchak Elchanan in Shuvas there, Yitzchak asks, how do you have a right to give up a Sefer Torah to pay a debt? It's true that priyas balchov is a mitzvah, but there's also a mitzvah to own a Sefer Torah. So what gives you the right to be mevatel the mitzvah of owning a Sefer Torah in order to pay back the debt? So Rabbi Yisrael Chana proves from here that the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah isn't to own the Sefer Torah, it's to write a Sefer Torah. Once you wrote the Sefer Torah, even if you gave it away, you're still mekayim the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah. It's a big machlokas, but he wants to bring a raya from this Mishnah in Bikurim. Now the Pri Eitz Chaim is a pirush on Bikurim. He says, based on what we've learned, there's no raya, because we said that there's a lo saseh called lo sashok. If you don't pay back a loan, you also violated a lo saseh called lo sashok. You shouldn't withhold payment. So now you have a choice. I have a mitzvah saseh of paying back, of keeping a Sefer Torah. I have a mitzvah saseh of a Sefer Torah. On the other hand, to pay back the loan, I have a mitzvah saseh, priyas balchov mitzvah, a mitzvah saseh to pay back a loan. Plus, I have a lo saseh, lo sashok, if I don't pay back the loan. So whenever you're faced with an aseh against an aseh plus a lo saseh, so then you certainly have to do the pay back the loan, which is both an aseh and a lo saseh, so you no longer have a raya that you've been the kind of mitzvah of writing the Sefer Torah, even though you no longer have it, because it could be that here, even though you don't have the mitzvah anymore, but you have to do it as an aseh and a lo saseh. So that's what he shrugs up Rav Yisrael Chanan's raya. But then he says, with a similar logic, that you really can't shlug up his raya that way. He says it could be other reasons not to learn that way, but he says the same thing. Lo sashok only means, lo sashok is talking where, he says a little bit different. He says lo sashok is where, like we learned last year, you say with strength, with power, I'm not going to pay you. You're like, oh, you intimidate him. I'm not going to pay you. Get out of here. That's when you're over lo sashok. If you just avoid payment, you're just trying to avoid things, you're procrastinating, that's not lo sashok anymore. So that's shot over here also. If the mitzvah aseh of owning a Sefer Torah would force you not to be able to pay back the loan with that Sefer Torah, so then you didn't violate lo sashok. It would just be the mitzvah aseh of owning a Sefer Torah versus the mitzvah aseh of paying back a loan. So how can you give the Sefer Torah for the loan? So the Rav Yisrael Chana has a good raya that it must be that you still are mekayim the mitzvah even though you gave up the Sefer Torah. I know we're not getting into that, but that's a whole shayla. If you end up writing a Sefer Torah and you give it away to a shul, did you lose the mitzvah by giving it away? So according to Yisrael Chonin, according to this Ra, you did not lose that mitzvah, but it's a machol, because it's a shayla before you give away the Sefer Torah. It's, if you lend it, you're safer. So I just wanted to point out through this, it's really not our sugya of oshek akum, but just to get a sense that oshek means when I'm not paying back, and I'm never planning on paying back, and it could be I'm even telling you strongly I'm not paying back, I'm intimidating you, what are you going to do to me? That's oshek. So now let's see if it applies to an akum. Shulchan Aruch says, and it's based on the Rambam, almost word for word lashon of the Rambam, in Hilchas Gezeila, the Shulchan Aruch says, Asar Ligzol Olashok Afilu Kol Shehu Bein Yisrael Bein Me'akum. It's Asar to steal, that we've learned about. And the Shulchan Aruch says, it's also Asar La'ashok, it's also Asar to withhold wages. Whether, no matter how much it is, even a Pachas Mishav or Puta, any amount, both from a Yisrael and from an Akum, it's Asar to do Oshek. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam says. The Kesem Mishnah on the Rambam says in Hilchos Zeila, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he says, Yesh L'mo'a Alzeh, the Arakasha on this, She'kasa She'asa La'ashko, that the Rambam wrote that it's also to do Oshek to a Goy, to an Akum, Da'akra L'sashok Esra Yechok. The Pasuk says, L'sashok Esra Yechok, and then it says Lo Sigzol, but by Lo Sashok it certainly says Lo Sashok Ezra Yecha, the Masha Lafuke Goy, which is Masha they were excluding, and Akum, it's only Re'acha. You can't withhold wages, but from a non-Re'acha you can. So how is it that the Rambam says Aser Lizol Lashok, even from an Akum? So the Kesem Mishnah says it could be, that's why the Rambam just said Osur Lashok. He didn't say that someone who does Oshek is over the Losase of Losashok. He just said Osur Lashok, because it's not Min HaTorah, it's only an Isid Rabbanan of Chilul Hashem, whatever reason it is. But that's what the Kesem Mishnah says. In the Rambam, and that's what he means when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, that when it says Osur Ligzor Lashok, that Isir is an Isid Rabbanan of Chilul Hashem, or Mislam Chil Hashem, that's what the Kesem Mishnah means, but not in Isid Rabbis, because Lo Sashok, it says Reyacha, and Reyacha we've seen in the past few weeks applies only to Yisrael and not to an Akum. The Shach argues with the Kesem Mishnah. He understands the Kesem Mishnah is saying the whole line of the Rambam is only Drabanan, that Ligzol and Lashok is only Drabanan, and that the Shach, we spoke about this a few weeks ago, the Shach asks, yeah, but if you look in Hilchas Geneva in the Rambam, which in Shulchan Aruch is Simen Shin Mem Ches, there the Shulchan Aruch says clearly, Kol Hagonev, Afilu Shavar Puta, anyone who steals even a Shavar Puta, over a lav to Lo Signovo, he violates Lo Signovo. Bechai L'shayim, Echad Hagonev, Mamen Yisrael, and it doesn't matter what he stole from Mamen Yisrael, of Hagonev, Mamen Shal Akum. But either way, he's Chayiv, so the Shach asks, you see clearly Shulchan Aruch holds that Geneva applies both to Yisrael and to an Akum, and here he said he's over Allah to Lo Signovu. So that's what he. So he therefore he says that it must be that the Rambam holds a Daraisa from the Smalgata Tosamid Daraisa, and that's what the Shach says. But see, the truth is, it could be some of the Achronim say that the Kesem Mishnah didn't mean to ask on the Rambam on Lo Sigzol, that he agrees Lo Sigzol, Lo Signov, that could be the Raisa. Lo Signovu doesn't say anything about Reyacha there and here, even though it says Lo Sashek is Reyacha, but then it says Lo Sigzol afterwards and doesn't say Reyacha in that. Geneva and Gezeila, or we mentioned briefly that some wanted to make the chilik between Geneva and Gezeila, but most don't agree with that. But a simple shot in the Kesem Mishnah is that he's just arguing on Oshek, tonight's topic. Gezel Akum, he could agree, that's the Raisa, like we said in the past, Gezel Akum. You can't take property that belongs to him out of his possession, that's the same as a Jew, and Akum is all the same. But here we're talking about Oshek, where he gave you the money to borrow, and you're just not paying back what he gave you. So there the Isser Daraisa is Lo Sashek Es Reyacha. So that's where the Kesem Mishnah is saying that the Rambam can't mean that that's an Isser Daraisa, because it says Reyacha there. It's only an Isser Darabanan, and because of Chilul Hashem, And that's the way many understand the Kesef Mishnah. Shulchan Aruch Harav paskens that way. He says, Lav zeh av lo sashuk eino ela b'Yisrael, and only applies to a Jew. Av lo b'nachri shenem erei acha v'ushen chilul Hashem edar. That's only to make sure there's no chilul Hashem. If it's chilul Hashem, so then it's aser. And then Lamai says, Shulchan Aruch says it's aser. We're just saying that it's not the Isra Daraisa of Lo Sashok. When we're talking about not paying back an Akumani, there it's an Isra Rabbanan according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav of Chilul Hashem. And therefore, if there will be where there's no Chilul Hashem, we'll see soon possible cases, like he doesn't know that he owes the money, it's there's no Chilul Hashem because he owed the father the money, the father died, and now the son has it, and the son can say, look, I don't know anything about this. There's where there's no Chilul Hashem, so then it'll be mutter. There'll be no problem, according to this understanding of the Rambam. However, other Achronim want to say that the Rambam holds it's an Issa D'Oraisa. It might not be an Issa D'Oraisa of Lo Sashok, but there's another Issa D'Oraisa. We learned a few weeks ago, we're talking about Gezel Ger, the Gemara says that Rav Huna said that how do we know Gezel Akum is Aser? Because he says, the Pasuk says, V'chalta es kol ha'amim, when you capture nations, you're going to be able to eat all their possessions. So he says that's only when you've conquered them and in a war and now they're under your control, you can take all their possessions. Mashma, that if they're living side by side with you, you're not allowed to take their possessions, you're not allowed to withhold something that belongs to them, you can't eat what belongs to them. So that's an Issa D'Oraisa. It's not a Los Aseh, it's a Mitzvah Saseh. And that's why the Chacham Tzvi says, that's why the Rambam says there's an Isser to do it. There's no lav, there's no losase, there's just an isser to lashok, to withhold the wages, not the Jewish law of losashok, but another mitzvah d'oraisa that applies specifically to akum v'achalto eskol ha'amim. There's a mitzvah sase telling us that you can only take possessions from akums when you've defeated them in a war, when they're under your control, but if they're living side by side, you're not allowed to take or keep anything that belongs to them. That's a mitzvah sase the Chacham Tzvi holds. It's mamash an issur d'oraisa, nothing to do with chilul Hashem, even if he'll never know about it, no one will ever know about it. There's still an issur d'oraisa called not withholding the payment due an akum, whether it's money owed him because he worked for you, or money owed him because he lent you money, the credit card case or the worker case. In either case, there's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa to pay him. The Minchas Chinuch says similarly. He wants to say that there's no mitzvah lo sase lo sasha kaza reyacha, but there's a mitzvah sase, a priyas bacho mitzvah, like we started in the beginning. There's a mitzvah to pay back a loan. Rashi says that's because it says hinshacha tzedek v'lav shalcha yeh tzedek. When you say yes, you say no, you should always be honest in your business dealings. That's a mitzvah sase, to be honest in your business dealings, and there that mitzvah sase applies whether you're dealing with a Yisrael or an Akum. So there's a mitzvah sase to pay back loans. So Minchas Chinuch says there also we have a raya that not like the Kesef Mishnah said it's only Drabanan. We could agree with the Kesef Mishnah's diuk that there should be no Lo Sashuk because it says Riyacha, but to say that there's no mitzvah deraita, that you don't have to say, because you could say there's a mitzvah sasei of Hein Shalcha Tzedek Lav Shalcha Yit Tzedek. So what we have right now is like this. It says Lo Sashuk is Riyacha. What we learned last week certainly cannot apply to an Akum. No one has said that Issa D'Oraisa of Sasha Ges V'Yecha applies to an Akum. So what does apply? Can you withhold wages or withhold a loan owed to an Akum? So we have three different views that we talked about. We say, well, it could be that Mid'Oraisa you're allowed to, but Mid'Rabbanan you can't because there'll be a Chilul Hashem. He knows you owe him the money, and you're not paying him. That's a big chilul Hashem. You're not paying him. It's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. But then we said it could, if it's a case of a schiris of where you work for him. There we could say there's a pasuk says v'chalta asamim. You owe him money. You can't take his wages without paying for him. If it's a case of a loan, we have the Minchas Chinuch reason a pius b'chol mitzvah hein shalchol tzedek is a mitzvah saseh. These are deraisas. They're a mitzvah deraisas to be honest, to not take money belonging to hakums. So even though there's no lo saseh of lo sashok, but there's still a mitzvah saseh of being honest, paying, not taking things from an akum, a special pasuk about akums, and therefore the chacham sim and cheschinach both say that the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Rambam, when it says also lives the olasha, they're both the sederaisas. Gzeilu could be lo signobu, lo signobu, lo sashok. It's not lo sashok. It's really the isir of kinshachot tzedek or the isir of ochalta. As Kol Ha'anan, those Mrs. Haseis. So either way, at this point, there's no way out. Even if there would be no Chilul Hashem, because you're moving, they'll never find you, and there's no, they won't know you're Jewish. You'll change your name and you use a non-Jewish name. Even though there'll be no Chilul Hashem, but there's still Mrs. Haseis to Araisa that you have to be honest in your dealings, whether both by loans and by employment, the wages that you owe.
Do something to
fill
out
Hashem,
doesn't make it
Yeah, that could. Yeah, so that's Shiloh. You know, Rashi seems to say in Sanhedrin it's only Mr. Rabbanan of Chilul Hashem. Others want to say if it's once the Chilul Hashem it becomes a Raisa. But it means it's not, there's no specific Isra in this mice, it's just included in a general problem of Chilul Hashem. So that would all be good, except there's another famous Sugya, which we'll talk about more next week, and we'll start with this week, and that's based on the Sugya and Bava Kama, which we started a few weeks ago, and we talked about Gezel Akum, and now we're going to get into an issue called Hafkas Halva. Let's see the Gemara. Right, the Gemara, we saw that Rabbi Akiva held that it's auspicious to steal from an Akum. Gemara asked the Stira and Rabbi Akiva, is the Tanya, because we have a Braisa, Yisrael Knani Anos Sheba Oledin, a Jew and a Knanite robber, he was an Anos, came to Adin Torah. So the Braisa says like this, Imato Yochel Zakeyu Bidin Yisrael Zakeyu. If you could exonerate the Jew under Jewish law, so then say, look, Balacha, you came to Adin Torah, Jewish law says he's right. Ve'amar in law, and you tell him, Kachni Nainu, this is our law. Bidini Kananim, if you can exonerate the Jew through Kanani law, Zakeh of Emelo Kakdin, come say, look, what do you want from him? Your law says that that he's Patur, he wins. Vim Lav, if there's no way you can get it like that, Boin Olav Ba'akifin, you can do different stratagems against the robber, because this was a robber coming, Divra Yishmol, and you'll find some way of getting the Jew to win. Rabbi Kiva, Omer Kiva says, Ain boyin olav ba'akifin. You're not allowed to do anything illegal, anything shaky. Mimnei kiddush Hashem. There's kiddush Hashem involved here. You're not allowed to take anything from the akum illegally. So the Gemara says, Rav Akiva, Tami Diga Kiddush Hashem. So Rav Akiva is saying it's only a problem here because of the issue of Kiddush Hashem. Holeko Kiddush Hashem. But in a case where there'd be no problem of Kiddush Hashem, so then, boyin, we would be able to use such things. So, but the gezel knani mi shari, does he hold the gezel akum is mutter? We learned a few weeks ago that Akiva is one of the ones that hold gezel akum is also deraisa. You're not allowed to steal from an akum. So how come here Rabbi Akiva just says, well, if you can't try to do some tricky business over there in the Din Torah because it will be a chilul Hashem. What's he worried about chilul Hashem? He should say this. And is it a raisa? V'chish avim kineyu. That was the pasuk he used. V'chish avim kineyu. And that you, a Jew sold himself to an Akum and he received $10,000 to work for 5 years under this Akum, he's an Eved for this Akum, the halacha is that you're allowed to ransom him from the Akum, and the pasuk says, you have to make the cheshbon with the buyer, with the purchaser, and make sure you don't cheat him. You have to give him the exact amount that he's owed. So Rav Kiva brought a raya from that pasuk that there's in Israel Gezel Akum. So how come over here when he's talking about this Din Torah, he says don't do any tricky business to help out the Jew, it'll be a Chilul Hashem. What do you mean Chilul Hashem? There should be an Isidur Raisa of Gezel Akum. So the Gemara goes back and forth at different terusim. Finally, the Gemara says, El Omer Rava Lo Kasha. Rava says, there's no problem. Kan Dig Zela. Here we're talking about where we're robbing him. In that case, Rabbi Kiva holds, there's an Isser called Gezel Akum, the Kan. But the first case where he said that they came to the Din Torah and they're having a way to try to get out of it, it's not for Chil Hashem, that's talking about Kaz Haba also. That's talking where you're trying to cancel his loan. Now, what's the difference between the two cases? The first case is Gezel Akum, what we spoke about a few weeks ago, is when we're telling you you're not allowed to go into the Akum's possession and take something out of it. That's Gezel Akum, that's also the Raisa. Havkos Halva also is where he gave you money willingly, he lent you money, now you owe him money to pay him back, you have to pay back the chov, and you don't want to, you want to cancel the loan, you just want to say, I'm sorry, the loan's canceled, I'm not paying you. So in Havkos Halva, when it's talking about Havkos Halva, there Rabbi Kiva says it's mutter unless there'll be a Chilul Hashem. Right, that's what the Gemara says. Now, Havkos Halva sounds a lot like Oshak. Right, Havkos Halva is, I'm saying, he lent me money, and I'm refusing to pay. Right, that seems exactly like Oshak. So anyway, that's what Rava said. One's talking about Gez, one's talking about Havkos Halva. We'll just finish up the Gemara. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said to him, Eved Ivri Havkos Halva also who? The case of an Eved Ivri also is a case of Havkos Halva. Because what happened over there? The Akum gave the Jew $10,000 to work for him, to be a slave for him. $10,000 a year he gave him. And you're trying to... So what's the Jew have to do? He has to work for the Akum. He owes the Akum work. And what you're doing is you're taking him out and keeping the money that he gave you legally. So that's also Havkos Halva. Still, Rabbi Kiva says that that's an Isser D'oraisa of Gezel Akum. So the Gemara says, Rava L'Tanei, Gama Rava, Eved Ivri Gufo Konli. Rava holds that when someone sells himself as a slave, so his body is owned by the master. So there, if the Akum paid this Jew to work for him to be his slave, so he owns him. And if you go steal the slave out without paying the proper compensation, so that's called Gezel Akum, and that's where Rabbi Kiva says that it's asur. So this is a famous Gemara where the Gemara is concluding that Havkos Halva is mutter except for cases of Chilul Hashem, whereas it's only Gezel Akum which is in Isser D'oraisa. So therefore the Kesef Mishnah asks a second kasha on the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that Lo Sashok applies to an Akum? Nothing should apply to an Akum. He says, Ve'o kasha, damina v'perika gozel amachil, davkos hava asa mutter. That to remove a halva is mutter. Ve'oshek hainu havkos hava asa. Oshek, withholding wages, or withholding the loan payment, that's canceling a debt. So how can the Rambam say that it's asur? So so the Kesemish's answer is Rabbeinu Sovik, it appears Rashi. The Rambam could hold like Rashi in this Gemara, because he says Havkos Halva is not talking Shein Gozel Mamish Shari. It's not talking Kirat Chil Hashem. It's not talking where he's actually he's just canceling any loan. It's talking Heicha Shetan L'Yorish Nisatia L'Avicha, which where the Yorish says, I already paid it to your father, Ameis, to Le'od HaGoy Behedi Tukam Shaki. He doesn't know for sure he's lying. There's some way out, the Kesef Mishnah says, we'll see clearer what he means. But anyway, that's the Kasha. The Kasha is, how can we just finish this first half of this year saying, that Lo Sashok, even though Lo Sashok L'Riecha, doesn't apply because it's Reyecha, but there's still other Yisurim of Hinshas Chal Tzedek or Chal Tzohanim. The Gemara said that Havkos Halva is Mutter and only Gezel Akum is Asur, and however you slice it, these cases are Havkos Halva. Right, that's the Kasha the Kesef Mishnah asks. So there's a few Terutzim, and we'll just go through these few terutzim, and next week we'll see maybe the other side of the story. But these terutzim we're going to see are going to explain why it's to defend the Isser of the Rambam. The Chut HaMeshulash, the Chut HaMeshulash, he wants to say that Hafkas Halva'a, when we say normally you can't withhold payment from that you owe someone. You have to be honest, you have to pay back everything you owe. There's one particular case, only one particular case, the Gemara says Hafkas Halva'a is mutter, and that's talking where the money, it's not money that the Akum gave you that you owe him back. We're talking, when we say that you have to pay back a loan, that's because he gave you the money, and now you're chayiv to pay your money, you have an obligation to repay money, so that money you have to pay, you can't withhold that money that you owe him. You have to be honest, you can't withhold that money. Or he worked for you, his work for you generates obligation to pay him for his job, for his work, for his, whatever he accomplished for you. And these Yisurim tell us we can't withhold those wages, you have to give it back to him. That's Hinshal Chol Tzedek, that's what we talked about until now. Hafkas Halva is where you don't owe him any money. You don't owe him any money. There's some other chov, or you don't owe him any money because of something he did for you or something he gave you. We're talking about a case like this, some tax that they said that everyone here has to pay a certain tax, which was an illegal tax, where there you can try to get out of it. There it's permitted to get out. We'll talk in future weeks about whether it's permitted to cheat on taxes in our system. But, we'll say how it's not. But they're talking where it was an illegal tax and there was some way out. Now, are you going to say the case of the Eved Ivri seems to be Hafkas Halva, and there it seems that he gave the Eved the $10,000, and now he's refusing to do his part of the deal of working for him, but that's not that he owes him money. Right? That's the reverse case. What we're talking about, the Oshet, when the Rambam says he came with whole wages, that's when he worked for you and you owe him money and you're withholding his money. Right? You're holding his money that you owe him. How can you hold his money? You have to give him the money that you owe him. Over here, he gave the Eved Ivri the money in advance. The Eved Ivri's obligation now is to work for that Akum. So that's where Rabbi Kiva, if it wasn't for Gufo Konoi, that's where we would have said that that's the case of Hafkas Halva, because you're just refusing to work for him. But it's not the same as not giving back his money. The Gemara says it doesn't apply anyway because it's Gufo Konoi, it'd be Gezel. But that's where the Gemara had a Havamina, that will be Hafkas Halva. That's the Chut HaMishlulash's Teretz, that Hafkas Halva only applies in a very narrow case where the money is not owed to him by something he gave you or something he did for you. It's just some outside chov, like a tax or some other obligation that came upon you, but not that he gave it to you and you have to pay him back, that you have a chi of money on him. That's what he says. The Ktos says, pretty much like the Kesemisha says, the Ktos HaChoshen in Kuf Chavches says, his lashon is vadei din mamishu shechayiv lefroa, it's certainly a din Torah. There's a clear obligation to pay back a loan to an Akum, Kamoli Yisrael, the same as to a Jew. A commercial cost of a Rambam Shulchan Aruch was mentioned on Teslas, like we learned, the Rambam Shulchan Aruch wrote, that also lives all Ashok, Bein Yisrael, Bein Akum. What do we do with the case of Hafkas Halva? That comes in Rashi, Perek HaGozel. That's Heichel, the time like the Yoresh. That's talking where the Yoresh said, Nosati La Vicha, right, the Akum came to the son and said, I gave your father $1,000 and he made, and he died, and now you should pay me back. The Lo Yoda, where he doesn't know about it. But where he recognizes and knows that he owes him the money, then he's not allowed to be oshek at all. That's Iktosis Psak Halacha also. And it's also in the Chulam Shulish later, where Rav Chaim writes back to this Tshuva and Yud Dalit, he explains the Chilik clearly between what's the difference between oshek is and Hafkas Halva also. It's similar to what we said in the beginning. He says like this, Oshko v'afkos hava osoch tre mili ninu. Oshek and withholding wages, withholding loan payments are two separate categories. Two different cases. Oshko mikri kamashkatzav Rambam Oshik is what the Rambam says, shef kiyachov almost, where he's removing the chol with strength, with intimidation. He says, I'm not going to pay you at all. Avatayna sheka yirush shikara. Or he says, I don't know a thing about it. And everyone knows he's lying. And he says, I've never met you before. That's what Oshik is, where you're clearly telling him, I'm not paying you a penny, with intimidation or with flat out lies. That's where there is an iser that applies even to an akum. Maybe not because of lo sashik, like we said, because of the other halachas, but that's where these isurim apply. But where the akum isn't so clear whether he's really owed the money. Elisha tovo betainus safek, where he's just saying, I think you owe me. Kagon b'moches anus, in the case where there's this illegal tax collector, b'chi haigavna mikri hafkos hava also. That's called removing a loan, canceling a loan. That's not called oshek. So similar to these other tirutzim, what these achronim are all trying to find, they're trying to find some formula where we can say that hafkas halva is just a limited, narrow case. Because since we went through this whole cheshbon, how there has to be there are yisurim. Even can be said the only exception was Shulchan Aruch said it's only Durabanan, and the Kesef Mishnah said it's only Durabanan of Chilul Hashem. But all the others seem to, and the Rambam's the Pashut Lashon is that it's an Issur D'oraisa to withhold wages, withhold loans. So what do you do with the Gemara that says Hafkas Halva is Mutter? So we have these different Jerusalem. It's either Hafkas Halva is talking in a case where the money was owed not because of something the Akum gave me, it's just from some outside source, or Hafkas Halva applies where I'm not stonewalling against him and telling him I'm not going to pay you. That I'm not allowed to do, but he's not even sure if he owes me. There's a little doubt involved, and I'm just like sneaking out of it. That could be where Hafkas Halva is Mutter. We'll talk more about that in future weeks. Or it's talking where the case where he owed the money to the father, owed the money, the father died, and now the son's left, and he might not know. He might know. There's no Chilul Hashem involved. But that's where you have these narrow cases of Hafkas Halva. But in the cases that we talked about tonight, where you clearly hired these people to work in your house, or you clearly owe money to the credit card companies, there's no heter, no clear heter, at least. Most poskim that we spoke out will say that it's an issur d'oraisa of him shochat tzedek, acting honestly, or v'chalta sa'amim, to pay back all the loans that you owe, pay all the wages that you owe, whether it's a yisrael or an akam. To a yisrael, there'll be an issur of lo sashik asriyecha to the akum, these other yisurim, and even if you want to hold that it doesn't apply and these that don't apply, there's still a problem chilul Hashem, the way the poskim say. One last point, as Sharim Mishpat points out, that we spoke about last week, that when I refuse to pay wages, I violate lo sashok. I'm not going to pay lo sashok. When I try to stall, I'm lazy, I don't want to bother with it now. You know, I want to use my money to put in some stock or something. I don't want to pay you right now. I'm stalling, but I'm going to eventually pay. So then you violate Pasuk in Mishlei, which says, Al tomer le'reyacha, don't tell your friend, lech v'shuv v'machar etin, go and come back, tomorrow I'll give you. Ve'esh yitach, when you have the money right now. But that was Isser Jerabanan, that you're not allowed to stall payments. So the Shari Mishpat says, even though we are saying that you're not allowed to withhold the payment of an akum also, he's going with that mahalach, but he says if you're just trying to stall and it's inconvenient for you now, so that could be that it doesn't apply to an akum. First of all, it's in the ravana, but also it's based on the pasuk al tomer le'reyacha, those key words. It only says le'reyacha, al tomer le'reyacha, don't tell your reyacha, come back tomorrow and procrastinate. So there could be a heter with an akum that if it's just not convenient for you now, you want to delay it by yourself, you'd have a mitzvah. We learned to pay back wages on time. It's even a mitzvah to borrow money to pay back a wage because of lo solin, bal tolin. But that wouldn't apply by an akum. So what we're concluding with tonight, that the Isser lo sashik we spoke about last week, the Isser deraik lo sashik as reyacha, that it says reyacha, mistama doesn't apply to an akum. Most holy doesn't apply to an akum. However, it's still not permitted to withhold the wages or withhold a loan payment to an akum, either worst case, it's Chilul Hashem, meaning most lenient case, it's Chilul Hashem, but there could even be an Issa D'Oraisa involved by loans to Hinshel Chotzedek. You have to, there's a mitzvah to pay back your loan sometime, no matter who it is. By Akum, there's a special halacha of Chalta as Kol Ha'anim that applies to Akum. You can't take things, withhold money that doesn't belong to you, and that applies to an Akum. Ida is a Hetzrikot HaKos Hava that we saw is narrowly defined in specific cases. We'll talk more about that later next week, where HaKos Hava applies, and get more to these more common cases of wrong change, or wrong mistakes in accounts that they make, and that we'll talk about in future weeks.